Hi, babe. Why don't you unzip your pants and take out my favorite thick daddy cock meat? Because I'm going to have you stroke and pump that beautiful cock. And we're going to talk about your favorite things. Your favorite things that make you so much more sexy. You know, the secret that I know that you like underage girls, and it's okay, my pedo daddy. It's okay, it makes you more sexy because I can feel in my hand right now, I can feel your cock grow so fast and get so hard for what I know you really, really are and want. And that is that my boyfriend, my love, is a pedophile. Oh, and I can feel you twitch just hearing that word. That word and your cock just reacts and throbs for me. And let's face it, for those underage girls, those sexy little girls. I mean, I can't blame you, babe. They're so, so precious and sexy. And I just love feeling that thick pedo cock just throb when I say that you are a pedophile. Yes, my boyfriend's a pedophile, and I love him for it. So keep relaxing, daddy. Yes, my boyfriend, the man that I love. Yes, and I want you to keep throbbing, and I'm gonna edge and goon your pedo cock for you because you work so hard. Pedo daddy, don't you? You work so hard, and I love you, so you just sit back and you relax and listen to me. And if you want to, we can put on some sexy child porn in the background. Yeah, you want to see some teens or some preteens get fucked on screen for you, just for you, pedo daddy. Yes, I know that you want to see that, and that's okay. I mean, I can't blame you. They're so perfect. I mean, you take a sweet 16-year-old, a sweet 16. There's a reason they call it sweet 16, right? Because they're just so perfect. Yes, they are. They're still underage, just started driving, still in high school, but they still have that youthful look to their body. And look at that 16-year-old child porn star. She's just showing off for the camera. Do you like her, daddy? Yeah, do you like her firm teen ass? Oh, I know you do. And do you like her firm teen tits? Yes, I know you want to put those sexy daddy hands on her and make her feel good. I know you would. She'd be lucky to have you, baby, my boyfriend. Yes, you would treat her so good and make her feel so good. I know you would, baby, because you are such a sexy fucking pedophile. Yes, you are. And I know that you want to just have a sweet little rape doll. I know you do, and it's okay. It's okay. You know me, your girlfriend, I'll be your favorite and one and only accomplice. Yes, I'll get you any teen that you want. Or maybe, do you want a preteen, baby? Do you want a little preteen, beautiful princess? Yes. Will you keep watching that child porn on the screen? And I'm gonna talk about a preteen little sex doll that I'll bring home to you. Yes, daddy. I'll make sure I find one with freckles on her face, freckles on her sweet preteen little girl face, maybe, I don't know, 11 years old. Do you like that pedo daddy? Yes. Yes, you do. I felt it in your cock. Your thick cock me. I felt that change. I felt you get harder. I know you love your preteens, baby. And I love you for it. I do. I love that you want to worship pretty much little girls, that you would almost worship those perfect underage bodies. Oh, and I bring that freckle face preteen to you. Yes, freckles, pigtails, a sweet, innocent face. And of course, your favorite. She'd have braces. Oh, I know, just that face alone drives you crazy, doesn't it? Do you want to see that brace face preteen in the midst of pleasure, of sexual pleasure? Do you want to see her moan? Do you want to see those braces as she moans out from your thick daddy cock me, huh? Oh, I know you do, daddy. Yes, I know you would treat them so well. I mean, this cock is just so perfect. I know you would make them feel good. And I know those girls would just love to taste this thick daddy cock. Oh, we'd be so gentle with them at first. Yes, you would. You'd take that little preteen, that 11-year-old. And I'd be standing behind her. And you'd just trace her sweet baby lips, wouldn't you? You'd trace your cock along those sweet baby lips. Her braces poking out. Just letting your cock slide against them. You can even trace her freckles. Oh, I know you want to do that. I want to see that. I want to see your thick cock just trace all over that sweet, innocent face. Yes, I do. And I'll tell her to open her mouth and be a good girl and take daddy's dick. Yes, she will. She'll be a good girl for you. And she'll open up that mouth and you'll get to slide that thick cock right in her little underage throat. That mouth, that wet preteen mouth. Yeah, you want to feel the back of her throat, daddy. Yeah, you want to feel the head of your cock enter that tight throat. Her opening up for you, being a good little slut for you. Oh, I know she would. I know she'd be a good slut for you. Because you're so sexy. She might have a little crush on you too. Yes, she would. I know she would because you're so fucking sexy, daddy. You are. You're a sexy pedo daddy. Yes, and you'd just grab her by her pigtails, wouldn't you? You'd grab her by her pigtails and just use her mouth. And she'd love it. I'd tell her she'd done a good job. And I'd lift up that shirt of hers. And I'd expose those budding, underdeveloped, preteen tits for daddy. While his cock is entering her mouth in and out. In and out. And you look down and you see her nipples are hard from you pushing your cock in, probably turning her on. And you'd reach down and you grab that preteen nipple and you tweak it a little bit, wouldn't you, daddy? Yes. And then just let's pull her up and let's let you explore that preteen body. When you want to, daddy, don't you want to explore that preteen body with those pigtails and those braces and that tight, underdeveloped frame that your hands could just glide down and your big daddy hands would make her feel so good, wouldn't it? That sweet little flat belly she would have. Don't you want to make her feel good, pedo daddy? Yeah, you want to make her feel good. I know you do. So you might just split open her perfect perfect preteen pussy lips. Those perfect petite little lips. Just slide your fingers between that slit and feel how slick she probably is for you, a little preteen rape doll. That sweet little rape doll, already slick and wet for her daddy. Yes, and you feel along that sweet underage baby clit. And I'd just sit there and watch you, Daddy, I would. I'd come whisper in your ear and tell you that I love you. I love you, Pedo Daddy. I love how good you molest these little girls. I love how good you make them feel. Because look at the pleasure on her face. And I tell you that this is okay, Daddy. This is who you are, and I accept you for it. So do a good job and make her feel good, Daddy. And then you find that slit, that perfect little slit. And you push that finger in, and you feel that warm, preteen child pussy. Can you imagine, Daddy, how tight and how fucking firm that little child pussy would be, how creamy she would be for you. Oh, I know she would. She'd look up and see sexy Pedo Daddy touching her and you looking at her like she's just a little snack to devour almost. You feel she's really, really wet for you, isn't she? You're a little sex doll. Mm-hmm. You want to put your cock inside of her, Pedo Daddy? Yeah, you want to take her virginity? Do you want to take an 11-year-old's virginity? Yes, you do. It belongs to you, Pedo Daddy. It belongs to you. You can take it. And you can remind her for the rest of her life of your fucking daddy dick. She'll never find a dick like yours. She'll search her whole life for a cock like Pedo Daddy's. That's how good it will be. Yes. Oh, baby, see, I love how you sit here and goon for me. You're gooning out, talking about preteens and watching child porn. Oh, I love you so much, Pedo Daddy. Yes, you're my pedophile boyfriend that I love. You might be turning me into a pedophile daddy. I love talking about these teens and these preteens with you. How perfect they are. And how sexy they are. And I really, really love the thought of turning a preteen princess into a little nympho for you. Can you imagine that? Us having a little preteen that we turn into a sex-crazed little princess. Oh, she would love this Pedo Daddy dick. I know she would. And just look at you, Daddy. How could she not love you, too? Yeah, she would be so proud to be your little preteen slut. Yes, and just imagine that. Imagine a preteen that couldn't keep her hands off of you. That couldn't keep her hands off your pedophile cock. She would always be reaching out, always wanting your attention. And it would bring me nothing but pleasure to see her turn into a little sex-crazed preteen princess for you. Oh, I would be so proud. I would love it. And we could use her together. And then she would spend all her days, I know she would, taking that sweet preteen body. Just like, imagine you laying on the bed with that thick pedo cock. Just that attention for her. And she comes over and she squats over her pedo daddy. Those long, thin legs just spread open and she squats down and she puts that child pussy, that sweet underage pussy right on the tip of daddy's cock. And she lets the tip of Daddy's cock spread, those lips open. Oh, Daddy, I know you live for that moment you enter that child pussy, that preteen 11-year-old pussy. I know you live for that moment. And imagine pedo Daddy's cock. Imagine your cock every day milked and pumped with her preteen child pussy. And she wants it. She wants to pump your cock. She thinks that every time she milks your cock dry that she's done a good job. And she'd bounce on that pedo cock like a good little slut, wouldn't she? I'd make sure of it. I know I would. I would take my hands under her firm little preteen ass and bounce her up and down on pedo daddy's cock and teach her how to be like a good slut on pedo daddy's dick, how to pose right on top of your cock while she's bouncing on it, bouncing up and down, giving you the best view possible of her sweet porcelain preteen body, just bouncing on your cock, that firm little puffy pussy lips spread open for you, pedo daddy. And in that moment, I would love you so much watching. Sorry, if you're talking, I don't have my headphones on.